Hello, everybody. My name is Clarence Napier, the multi-state insurance broker located both in California and in Georgia. I'm in the process of changing my residency. It won't happen for another 18 months or so, but in the meantime, I'm kind of located in both California and Georgia. The subject of today's podcast episode is to talk about taking real action. Just 5% more real action, and I really mean real action, not social media action, but real action. And many business owners need to take real action to move forward in this crazy economy. And this podcast episode goes out to the white-collar small business owners that my consulting firm supports. But my insurance agency is beginning to work with small business owners in a more meaningful way through the referral process or in conjunction with helping people get referrals. You know, I need to make sure that business owners are prepared in a way to accept the referral and go through with the referral, because it wouldn't make sense to provide the referral and the business owner is not equipped in terms of meeting with people. And there will be more podcast episodes combining, you know, how to connect with people, how to close people. And this is coming from the insurance industry. And that's right, the boring insurance industry, which I've been a part of for over 20 years. I was a corporate executive at the vice president level in Los Angeles selling group health insurance. And about 15 years ago, I moved to the independent side. Now, I was also a realtor about 10 years ago and a mortgage broker about 5 years before that. So I let people know that working in the insurance business is much, much tougher than selling real estate. It's probably more tougher than being a dentist and being a CPA. A plastic surgeon, an attorney, because the insurance business, we have to find our own customers. You know, and sometimes we get business through referrals, which is quite frequent. But to initiate business, new business, let's say you landed in Kansas City, Missouri, and you didn't know anybody. Or let's say you went to Des Moines, Iowa, or Buffalo, New York, or Philly, or, you know, Las Vegas, Nevada. And you just got there 2 weeks ago, what would you do? You can't say, oh, I'm new in town, I don't know anybody. Well, the type of training that I've had and the type of training that I'm looking forward to offer to small business owners like CPAs and realtors and dentists and attorneys and any business owner that is selling a product at $1,000 or higher, you would be able to find new clients in Kansas City and Des Moines and Los Angeles and Tampa and Atlanta within a couple of weeks. It doesn't matter if you don't know anybody because you are new. In fact, that might be the best thing that ever happened to you. So this podcast episode is about taking 5% more action. And I truly mean more action, folks. I'm not talking about uploading things to social media. That's not taking action in a sense. Action must be performed on an object. See, social media is not an object. So if you upload a video on social media, you're not taking action on an object. You're just, you know, uploading. You're taking some action, but it's not on an object. And the object that we are speaking on, or the object that I'm talking about, is contacts, people. You take action on people. And so that means talking to, meeting with, discussing with, having conversations about something with. So we're talking about action verbs and prepositions that are connected to an object. And it's really important. It's really important. And I will say that, especially with this NAR settlement, this real estate settlement, And I'm continuing to talk about the real estate industry because that is the industry I started with 10 years ago when I was helping fellow realtors in California and working both the insurance business. And like I mentioned, the broker used to say, Clarence, you have some corporate training experience. Can you talk to the realtors who have never even sold a stick of gum? Can you talk to them about what to do? Well, in corporate training, which at that time when I took it in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was a $12,000 course paid for by the corporation. Now that same course is $25,000, and you can't enroll in the course if you are an individual because the training is for corporate executives, account executives that sell items like at $100,000, $500,000, you know, $1 million per transaction. So it makes sense for the corporation to send their sales managers to these schools because there's a lot on the line if you can sell a $500,000 server from HP. Or there's a lot on the line if your sales staff cannot close on a $500,000 server and someone else does, you know. So it's very critical. And it's also critical for small business owners in these current economic situations where inflation is through the roof. A lot of people do not have the discretionary income. Interest rates are hovering around 7% and may go even higher. So it's very critical that small business owners make it count. And not just make it count, but take action to build up this pipeline. And I know most business owners are not familiar with this phrase or this term called pipeline, but the pipeline is essential for you to close. If you don't have anything moving into the pipeline, it is very unlikely that you will have something coming out of the pipeline. And that something is a sale, it's a closing, it's a closed escrow, it's a new client for a CPA firm, it's a new person that wants a tummy tuck or a breast implant or a breast reduction. It's a phase where a person who's doing epoxy tiling for a commercial company. It's essential for someone who is a real estate investor and you have to meet with people to talk about perhaps buying their homes for like 30%, you know, on the dollar or something. So this action is so much required. Without the action, really nothing happens. And that's really why, especially for real estate agents, and we will talk about on the next podcast episode, I'll give people some snippets from our 6-hour training and I'll take you to the middle of it. And I'll give out some freebies. Now, without the entire course, the freebies will still help a little bit if you are intuitive. But I recommend people taking the course. It's a 6-hour course. It can be done in sections. It can be done live. It can be done via webinar. But it's very critical, especially now when things are starting to get kind of fuzzy in the economy. So anyway, my name is Clarence Napier, the multi-state insurance broker licensed in California, Washington, Florida, Georgia, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Ohio, Michigan, and Texas. My website is insforsure.com and toll-free telephone number 866-901-9876. And please be sure to contact me if you want to be on our digital newsletter, which will go out to 28 locations. Right now, it's about 3 locations across the United States, but 28 regional metro areas in the United States. And you get to upload a 3 to 5 minute video to talk about your business and talk about yourselves. And that service is free for a couple of months, for about 3 months. And what I do is if you refer me insurance clients like Medicare clients, life insurance clients, that may be a way to pay for this 6-hour training. Anyway, again, take care. Make it a great day.